This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis has delivered a 10-minute homily during the Vatican's somber Easter vigil service a day after he made the last-minute decision to skip his participation in the Good Friday procession as a health precaution. Francis entered the darkened, silent St. Peter's Basilica in his wheelchair Saturday night and offered an opening prayer. He sounded somewhat congested and out of breath. The U.S. has authorized the transfer of billions of dollars worth of bombs and fighter jets to Israel in recent days, two sources familiar with the effort say, despite the growing concerns about an anticipated Israeli military offensive in Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally Israel, which is the leading recipient of U.S. foreign aid. The U.S. has been sending air defenses and munitions, demonstrating how Biden's administration continues to support Israel. Despite an increasingly public rift with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, some Democrats and Arab American groups have criticized that support and say it gives Israel a sense of impunity.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A second shipment of aid carrying almost 400,000 kilograms of food for Gaza left a Cyprus port on Saturday. The aid will be taken to Gaza by a cargo ship, a vessel towing a barge, and the Spanish NGO ship Open Arms. It'll be the second dispatch of aid via Cyprus.